This youth club, a swimming club to which Marion belonged, gave a thrilling water carnival each summer at Coronado Beach, and the festival usually marked the end of the summer resort season. The carnival was one of the big events, and thousands of persons always crowded the riverbanks to watch the spectacular stunts. Only the best swimmers, divers, and canoeists took part in the events. In spite of the fact that Marion was not to have an active part in the carnival, she found plenty of work to do during the week before the regatta. A pageant was to be given as the opening event, and elaborate floats had to be decorated. Marion furnished many useful ideas, and it was she who went here and there, gathering bunting, renting rafts and canoes for the big day, securing boards and odds and ends that never seemed to be on hand, but which were necessary. "I wish I had worked on my diving this summer," Marion said a trifle regretfully to Bob the day before the swimming carnival. "Margaret Howard is to do fancy high diving, and she will carry off all the honors."
"Well, perhaps."
Big Bob, who had saved the lives of more than 30 bathers, had little respect for diving. "Personally, I'd rather be a good swimmer. It doesn't help you any to know how to dive when some drowning man gets you by the neck." "I think I'll try a high dive," said Marion. "I'm scared to death of that board, but I want to see if I've got the nerve to do it. You watch me, Bob, and pick up the pieces if I come down all at once." Marion always felt compelled to try the things which were the most difficult, the things she most feared. To the people of Coronado Beach, she was still known as the kid that fights her way. For those who had seen her play basketball never could forget the plucky way in which she had fought to overcome her lack of strength and size, and had battled until she had won a position on the team. She had won success in other sports with the same grim determination.